We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Christian. Email from a P1 who says, heard you all talking about Apple Pay. Embrace it. Anytime you can get away from using a credit card, Apple Pay is way more secure. It's the most secure form of payment there is. Nothing's 100%, but this is my business. I'm 57 years old. I do my best to never pull out the credit card. I use Apple Pay anywhere it's taken. First I heard of that, too. I thought it was about the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's attached to the credit card. You know, it's but you're still using your credit card. It just
I do find myself using it more.
Do you?
Yeah.
So when you use it at a store, which I've never done, you tap your phone over the scanner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then do you have to do the face scan and click, click?
Bingo.
To prove you are you?
Yes.
Yep.
That's it.
And that's the extra security feature.
Mm-hmm, I guess.
Yeah.
It is slower.
Because
it takes an extra few seconds. It does.
I feel like credit cards are a little more safe if they have a tap function now.
I love the tap.
Avoiding sliding it in.
They say I'm not for technology, but I've embraced the tap technology like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I have a few banks. You all know this.
Yeah. yeah.
But my main bank does not have tap on their card. So the amount of times I hand someone that card and watch them just bang my card against the machine, and I'm like, it's not tap, it's not tap.
Yeah.
And they're like, what?
Insert it.
Like, you have to put it in with the chip, and they're like, oh.
I'll tell you what else I love. And this at that restaurant when we were traveling and I met Hubert Davis, the coach of the Tar Heels, they do that, and some others too, I guess. They brought me the receipt when we were done with the meal with the QR code on it, and you just... Hey,
right
they say I'm not embracing technology. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's on your Apple. It goes right on Apple. It says
just
you want
pay at the table.
I mean, it says you want card or Apple Pay. I do Apple Pay. You double click your face and
boom.
It's done. You know, what do you want to tip? And it's
nothing
done.
Out.
Yeah, great. I mean,
you don't have to see them pick up the check.
I don't like. Yeah, you just leave. Yeah, you don't have to see them. That's it. And my daughter said, make sure you leave her a good tip. And I was like, who's been talking
said
to you?
That?
Yeah, she did. She did. She's like, I want to make sure. She overtips. It's you know.
I wonder where she learned that.
I don't know. In fact, sometimes I'll say to her, what happened here? You know what she did? When her mother was out of town and I was at home in charge of the children and the pets.
Yeah, this was, a couple weeks back.
2 or 3 weeks ago. My wife was out of town on a girls' trip, on a women's trip. And my daughter ordered pizza from 2 different places at the same time, Domino's and Papa John's.
Oh, I knew that it was on the. I knew that it was on the same day.
It turned out to be the same time.
Time.
So I went to her later, and I said, "I'm seeing here you've got
Elon Musk would like a word.
Yeah,
this is fraud." Waste and abuse.
Abuse. I said to her, what gives here? And she goes, well, I like Domino's, but Jordan likes Papa John's. And I said, sweetheart.
Who or what is a Jordan?
It's a friend.
A boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Girlfriend. And they were at the pool and needed some sustenance. And I said, could you not go up to like the counter or something and get... She said, oh, no.
Snack bar pizza?
Snack bar pizza. She said, it's just not as good. I like Domino's, but we couldn't decide between Domino's and Papa John's.
So I ordered two drivers come to the pool?
That's right. Two different drivers from two different...
Boy, that's living.
And I said to her, I'm really, really mad about this. And, you know, I think it made an impression with her. I hope so. I just said, look, this just cannot stand. We're not the Rockefellers over here or the Musks or whoever. We're not the Bezos over here.
No.
Well, that's because you just haven't embraced it.
We're just not,
according to most.
Just not doing that.
I will say, delivering back when I did deliver pizzas many years ago, there was a lot of awkward meetups like at pools during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's like people would order pizza and then forgot they ordered pizza. So you have to stand at the entrance of the pool holding your bag, waiting for whoever ordered to finally look up and be like, oh, hey, there you are.
Yeah.
But you would bump into other delivery drivers a lot.
Oh, really?
From other places. Yeah. You know, I was a Papa John's delivery driver. I'd be waiting for somebody, and here comes the Domino's guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you too? Yeah.
When did that happen? People get stuff delivered to the pool.
Oh, in the summertime, I delivered to a ton.
In the 90s.
Of pools. Yeah, this is early 2000s.
Okay.
I just can't even conceive of it.
Well, and they never, of course, let you in. You'd have to stop at like the little check-in area.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the guest has to come over?
Yeah, so they would come over. I think that back then, I think snack bars were truly more just snack bars.
Yeah,
too.
Just candy and ice cream.
Exactly. And even if they
maybe
had
hot dogs.
Yeah, but so people would order, you'd have birthday parties. But I swear, I used to hate it because people, it's like when at a pool, just totally forget. And I'd be standing there sometimes, you know, 25 feet away from who ordered.
Yeah.
And finally they lock eyes with you and they're like, is that me?
Right.
And it's like, well, did you order pizza?
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
The gate guard didn't come over and say anything to you?
But no, that, I mean, they make you stand there and say, you know, if you're like, here, it's for.
But if there's 100 people at the pool, you don't know which person.
Exactly.
It,
you don't
right?
know.
No,
yeah.
You
yeah.
Don't.
Just stand they're there. All laid out. So that's why they stop you, would stop us and say, mm-hmm. wait here. You mm-hmm. know, they'll spot you. And I'd be like, oh, they're not going to spot
well,
me.
I can't imagine, as a lifeguard, blowing my whistle and saying, everyone calm down. Who ordered an pepperoni
yeah, no,
with a,
nobody,
you know, yeah.
no
extra mushrooms?
Yeah.
He's not going to do that.
No.
Why would he? That's not his place. This is about food as well. I'm so glad Biggie's here to hear this. This is terrific. Mm. Lizzo is revealing how she lost her weight. Lizzo is 37 years old. She lowered her body fat percentage by 16%. And she says, I changed everything. Now, she didn't mention being on Ozempic.
Or not mention the jab?
She didn't say it. I just assumed she was on one of the weight loss jabs. But she says that every day she eats the same thing. For breakfast, scrambled eggs, chicken sausage, and cauliflower hash browns. A cauliflower hash brown.
Okay.
Lunch, Thai chicken salad or a tuna lettuce wrap or a sliced chicken breast, and that's it. And then dinner, turkey meatloaf with cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had those cauliflower mashed potatoes?
I personally like them.
I do too.
You have to let them... If you get like some of the frozen ones that are microwavable,
mm-hmm.
you got to make sure you let them sit for a little while when they come out.
Yeah. Microwavable cauliflower mashed potatoes. Yeah. I think I'd rather throw a pizza into a pool than eat that.
Hey, it's healthy living.
I'd rather eat a pizza from the bottom of the deep end.
But they'll come out a little watery.
She used to do that.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No, she's made changes.
She's made a lot of changes.
They come out a little watery, so you got to let them sit for a few minutes and stir them real good. Mm-hmm. And then once they set, though, mm-hmm. pretty good.
It's what Lizzo says. But the wait time, you know, she's hungry, so she had trouble letting them sit to congeal. But once they do, she yep. says they're very, very good. She also says that she has to be real careful because she has GERD, which is an acid reflux condition.
Oh,
and ooh,
so
yeah.
She's careful about that kind of thing. Greek yogurt with berries and honey is her go-to snack. She's lost 16% of her body fat.
Didn't you do that for a while?
Greek yogurt?
You were eating something with berries every morning.
Were you eating
Faye? And honey or something?
I was on Faye for time. I'm still on my yogurt with peanut butter. Or
that, okay.
Almond butter.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Another way I'm completely unique. I don't see anybody else in the world who takes black raspberry yogurt, Greek, and covers it with almond butter. Do you?
Oh, I don't know. It could be some...
Oh, there's a line of women out there doing this. I just don't know.
Yeah, I somehow that does not yeah. seem as unique as your drink combos.
That sounds like some skinny girl belief.
Maybe.
Yeah, or somebody who thinks he's an athlete.
I am an athlete. I am. You know, I wasn't going to mention this, but... Recently, I went to the gym, not my home gym, but we were traveling, you know, and one of the coaches there, I was on the rower, the dry rowboat,
mm-hmm.
and we rowed like 1,000 meters or something. And she came over to me and she said, I don't normally say this, but
clearly you're going through a divorce.
I see you're still wearing the ring, but
yeah,
you're pretty obvious.
Just from the way you're working out, we can tell when
we've seen revenge bodies. We know what these
yeah.
are.
No. She cheat? Did she cheat on you? I doubt it was the other way around.
No.
Did you leave her for an intern?
Yeah.
No. She came over to me and she said, did you row crew in college? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I get that.
Well, I've done a few regattas.
Yeah. That question all the time over at regatta.
Oh, that's she must use that as how she gets the trial membership people to sign up.
Did you row crew?
Yeah, that's a selling technique for sure.
Did you row crew? And I was like, really?
Oh, you could tell?